So after enumerating exactly what, figuring out exactly what tshuva is, the core of tshuva that Rambam spoke out, one has to completely move away from what he has done until this point, and he has to verbalize that commitment. That's the core of tshuva. Without that, one hasn't done tshuva. Now, Rambam says even further, one has to completely move away from the avera to the degree that no longer, not only in action, but one yotzei mimachshava, it's almost you completely remove it from his thoughts, which basically means, a lot of times we think about doing something, and you would do it, except that the bottom line is also, but you have it all planned out. Rambam says that someone who really has moved away, in the core of tshuva, somebody who's moved away from an avera, doesn't think about it, he's not busy thinking what he could do, if it would be mutter, and so on and so forth. It's completely out of his thought, it's completely not part of his life anymore. But he goes further, and he says, beyond the core of tshuva, something called darkei tshuva. Darkei tshuva means the road of tshuva, and Rambam counts a bunch of things here. Now it's important to point out, what exactly is the road of tshuva? So the two roads, one goes to tshuva, one goes from tshuva. The road to tshuva is what brings the person to tshuva, and that is that a lot of times we know something is wrong, but the bottom line is, until it hits our heart, from the brain to the heart is a long road. It takes a lot of work. So that road, Rambam says in other places, sometimes davening for tzibur, sometimes at a moment of inspiration, there are different things that can bring one can use certain tools to bring oneself to inspiration to go ahead and make a commitment. That's all getting to tshuva. The Rambam here is talking about the road post-tshuva. One has got, one went ahead, he moved away from Avera, what comes now? And he counts a bunch of very interesting things here. He says, Midarkei tshuva li yashav tzayik tamid lefnei Hashem. One thing is to be tzayik, bevechi v'tachinu, to cry out to Hashem, to really, to a heartfelt crying, to Hashem b'tfila, it's one. Two is v'ayitzit tzedakah k'vikaychai, to do tzedakah within it at the maximum of his means. Some friend of Medaiker, there's a separate shayla, whether one, for the purpose of kapara, may give more than normally is a limit. One's not supposed to give more than 20% of his nechasim towards tzedakah. Is that cap waived when one's coming for specific ta'elos of tshuva in a specific regard? It seems that Rambam says only k'vikaychai, shouldn't exceed his means. That's one another thing. He should go to the opposite degree, to the opposite extreme of what he's been doing. Until now, he did something wrong. He shouldn't just move away from it slightly. He should go to the opposite extreme. He should change his name. I should change my name. Now, what this means requires beer. But literally, it says, sounds like a person has to change his name. Until now, he's called Chaim. Now on, he's called Moshe. Whatever it is, he's changing his name on somebody else. I moved away from that action. Going further, he says, "Mishana ma'isav, you should change your actions to a completely different lifestyle." And lastly, the gailim kaima, he should go to galus. Shegalus mechaperes avayin repnei shegeremis leilachnia. He says, going to galus works because when you move out of your comfort zone, so you're sitting out of achnia, there's a humbleness, and humbleness leads to an ability to constantly reevaluate who you are and proceed with tshuva. Now, this whole list is very strange because where did Ram get this list from? Of all these things, adaki tshuva. And the truth is, this list more or less mirrors the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which has nothing to do with tshuva. The Gemara, it's related, but not exactly, it's not really referring to tshuva at all. It says that somebody who has a gzar din, somebody finds he has no children. Case in point, Avraham Avinu. It says, Shana Shmai, Avraham won't have kids, Avraham will have kids. Sarai won't have, Sarah will have. So you see, Shina Shem works, changing where you live works, Tzalka works, Tzedaka works, these things work. And it's all a Gemara about changing your mazel, so to speak. So now, what does that do with tshuva? So, in a limited sense, Rambam can mean something very simple. A person who does tshuva, spoke at earlier, not always will that clean the slate entirely. Sometimes he'll be miskaper, but he still is in line to be subject to yisurim and so on and so forth, depending on the severity of the avera that he's trying to atone for. That being the case, he does tshuva, and he says, hey, I'm still in line for tzaris. I gotta take care of that. So if he wants to avoid getting all those yisurim and difficulties and hardships down the road, he can employ these methods, as always, to change any gzar din l'ra. That can be straightforward just in terms of getting rid of the gzar din. But Rambam seems to be saying more than that. It's medarkei tshuva. This is in line with, it sounds like it's referring to, and the way he describes it further, seems to be something that's meant to cement one's tshuva as well. One has done tshuva. You have the moment. But we know that you're human. You have a moment of inspiration, and then you can lose it. So you follow the textbook case of tshuva, you've done it entirely, and now you've walked away from the avera. But we will tend, as we know ourselves, we tend to regress. So how do you do that? If you follow up, there's a follow-up plan here. If you engage in these things, this will keep you on the track to remember who you are. So what does that do? So one thing is, let's say, gullus, so you're moving out of your comfort zone. Again, it may not mean gullus in the full sense. Certainly one who moves to a different town is a fresh start. Not always gullus the smartest choice, but sometimes even within one's own place, if one moves to a different shul, a different setting, a different seating shul, sometimes little things can trigger that little bit of a fresh start where one can start again. What about Shini Hashem? Changing one's name. Now we're in pretty bad shape here because we think we did more than one avera in our life. If you have to change your name every avera, every day you'll be coming into the show with a whole new name. Sounds a little strange. So it's hard to know this. In the Gemara, again, by Rambam and Sarah, it's obviously very literal. And Rambam is coming from there. Here again, it's a little bit different. It's hard to know exactly. But taking license, it's from Sefer. I saw it from Rambam Zensky in his Sefer, the Teres of Ram. Others take license here to say the Rambam adds in words to the Gemara. He doesn't suffice to say that Mishana Shmoy, change your name and move on. He says, Mishana Shmoy, Kilaimar Shani Achav Eini Oifeish. As if to say, I'm somebody else, I'm not that person. That means that the point here is association. Tshuva is not, I'm the same guy I always was, but you should know I stopped doing that avera. The concept of tshuva, we can walk out of a gzar din, prison subject to have mass, no, he really messes up with Hashem. He's a horrible relationship. So normally to repair a relationship is very hard. The easiest way out is to say, you know, a whole new identity. Give yourself a new identity. I'm not that person. That person, you know, he's out of the equation. He's gone. I'm a whole new person. This person's a fresh start. That's how tshuva always works. Tshuva is you're a brand new person, and the past is irrelevant in that regard. Because you've completely left that behind and moved to a new person. Changing your name can be literal. It can be literal, and that means you're a new person in a sense. But there's another way to change your name. There are people who have a name out there. We know, you look around the shul, you ask me, who's the guy who comes on time to davening? So you know, some guys who have a name. We know those guys, the guys who come on time. Other guys, the guys who always come late. Right? I mean, it doesn't make a difference if today you came on time or not. There's guys we have in our head that have a shame of being that. There's a guy who's a straight guy, you know, he's a glatta guy, he'll never do anything wrong. Another guy, he's a crook. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about Lashon Hara. I'm talking about the way we perceive people based on their actions. Not to talk about people, not to judge people, but the people who their actions lead you, they lead you to a certain way of looking at those people. A person who wants to stop doing an Avera, it's not enough, it would seem, it's not enough to simply stop doing what you're doing. A person who has Chayte in one regard should go to the opposite extreme. He should make himself somebody who is known, be Mahadir in that action. Somebody who wasn't careful in one regard, don't just become somebody who, okay, now he comes, okay, a basic example, again, there's not, you know, we're talking about Averas, but let's say coming to shul on time. Guy always comes late, so now he can start coming more or less on time. He should go to the other extreme to make himself known as the guy he could count on for the minion, the guy who will always be there punctually every single day. It's a place where he changes his name, meaning his reputation, is a whole new reputation, and now he's an ish acher from the person who was chayte. That's the complete way to ensure that he won't revert back. Once everyone knows him that way, he won't revert back to his previous state of affairs.